Well, it's been a successful baptismal service because nobody stepped on the water plug. Right, Tom? But this part of the service is usually when your pastor speaks very long-winded and that kind of stuff. But this morning, Sean is going to come forward and he's going to share his story, his journey of his life, and he's making a recommitment to Christ this morning. So as I said, I've been counseling and meeting with Sean and Tricia, and it's been my joy, my privilege to get to know them both and to listen, to give counsel, to share Jesus, God's word, how God looks at things. And it's my pleasure, my privilege to do that. And so I'm going to invite Sean forward, and he's going to give us his witness and testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, where he's been, what he wants, and who he is today. So come on forward, Sean.
My name is Sean Harris. I had this big thing written out and stuff, and I decided as of late here, I'll just we'll get up here and just wing it. Tell you how it goes. I was brought up and baptized when I was young, and I went on a long, long multi-decade backslide, and it led to some problems, and things didn't go too good, and I have since recommitted to God, come back to see how I should present myself and carry myself. I'm so thankful for just how things have gone since. I went from like that to like this now. So I'm just very appreciative of it. A little bit stumbling for words here because I had all this stuff written out and I was going to get all elaborate, but I'm just really, really, really thankful to be back. And it means more to me than anything I'd been through in all the mess that I caused for a lot of years and stuff. So I guess, you know, I was young, didn't really realize, I don't know, I'm just more accepting now and understanding, and I just crave to move forward learning and reading, and so thankful to Pastor Shannon to have, he laid 3 books on me. One was, of course, the Bible, and I had a book, Imitation of Christ, and that led me into how to read the Bible, because I was ready to just, okay, I'm going to read it, and I was going to start flipping pages, but Imitation of Christ gently guided me back into it, and man, every time I go looking, the knowledge and anything I gain to better the way things were, it's very, very touching. It's been at the end of the road on that big backslide there, it was pretty messy, so it's really, really nice to have something to work with and being with God to help me through it. And you all have been so welcoming here, like you make it a little bit easier to go through and move forward in this. And I appreciate everything and all of you, and put God first in everything I'm doing now. So I didn't know that before. A lot of things I didn't know, so to be gaining more and more, to be learning and stuff, it's fascinating. So I appreciate everything. Thank you very much. I cut that way short because this other thing I had written, I'd have had you here for just a little while longer. So thanks. Thank you.
Well, Sean, we're gonna pray. Because I know the journey of where Sean has been and where he is desiring to follow today is, it can be difficult, it can be tough. Definitely the enemy does not want Sean to move forward this way, where Sean wants to reclaim the ground that he was born into. He was created in the image of Christ, as each one of us has been. And the enemy just loves to mar, to muddy, to cause that image of Christ to become blurred, to become something that it never was expected to be. And so we want to lift up Sean. We want to pray for him on his on this journey that he has. He's had some physical issues, some health issues that he struggles with. And part of that is, you know, part of his journey, Sean was employed, and because of his health issues, he hasn't been able to get back to being employed because of just where that's hitting him and that kind of thing. So so there's a couple of things we want to pray with Sean with. And I know some of you are good friends with Sean and with Tricia. And if you desire to come join us and lay hands on Sean, is that's okay? I'm going to pray over you. I would invite you to come do that and come forward, and we'll do that. Maybe grab, Doug, do you want to grab a chair there? Well, maybe we can do it right in front here. There's not a whole lot of room back there. Come on, Sean. Oops, sorry. Okay. Tricia, you can come join Sean there. But so a couple of individuals, if you like to pray, and I'll close, but let's lay hands on them as a couple of individuals. Whoever would like to start. Holy Spirit, come upon Sean, come upon Tricia. Father, rest upon them. Let them know your peace. Let them know your way. Let them follow your way of salvation and righteousness. Speak to their hearts, open their minds. You might say, as you've done for all of us, is re-educate our ways, Lord. May the word become a fountain of quenching water. May their thirst develop for your ways, for your word. For you, Holy Spirit, that they would have more and more of you, would take more and more control of their life, Lord. That they would know without a doubt that your ways are right, and you empower those that follow you. You empower those that desire to know you. Lord, give them that thirst, that they would continue to develop that relationship with you, and that you, Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, would come upon them with peace, with knowledge, with love, with comfort, Father, for each one of them. And may you protect them as they take back this ground that was given over to the enemy. Lord Jesus, bless them. Holy Spirit, sanctify them. Father God, would you be glorified in them together? And Father, we pray specifically for Sean, for his, for the health issues that he deals with, Lord. May you repair that which is broken in him. Holy Spirit, come upon him and give him new life. And Father, be with Tricia as well, Lord. And give her new life as she walks this road. Protect them, watch over them, and give them your strength, Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father. In your name we pray. Amen. Ralph, why don't you come and join us up here for a second? And Tricia, I'm going to get you to stand here with us as well. And Benny and Doug, I'm going to get you guys to stay up here with me as well. Come on up, Ralph. Well, These two, yeah, we're going to pray over Ralph too. Can you come on over here, Ralph? Come sit. Come sit. We're going to pray over Ralph as well. And Tricia, as they're baptized this morning, we're going to ask Holy Spirit to be upon them. Holy Spirit, we ask you to be upon Ralph as well, Lord. We ask you to bless his commitment that he's made to you this morning, Lord, that you will be his Lord moving forward. He's known you, gone to church his whole life. But Father, maybe he hasn't known you as a personal Lord and personal Savior. But Father, we rejoice in the step that he's taken this morning. And Father, we ask you to protect him, put your walls of angels around him. Might they be a hedge, a protection, sanctification. Father, may they be his comfort in all things. But Holy Spirit, breathe upon Ralph as he's made this step. Come upon him in power and in strength, that he would know you above all things. He would know your way. You would give him wisdom and insight and understanding of your ways and your word. And Father, we pray this for Tricia as well, Lord, as she has made this commitment, this baptism this day, Father, and follow you in the waters of baptism, Lord Jesus. Both of them have done as you've commanded, as you've encouraged, and it pleases the Father. And we're happy with them as well, Lord. So we ask your Holy Spirit to come upon both of them, empower them both to walk in your way with understanding, with wisdom, with strength, with power, with humility, Father. We ask these things in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.